This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We are back here on Ion Houston with the Executive Director of the Texas Workforce Commission, Edward Serna. Welcome, and thank you for joining us here on the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce radio program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce appreciates the collaboration between yourself and the chamber and our members and others. During these very trying times, you all have been able to join us on conference calls and provide us with information and resources, given the large, large volume of calls and people trying to connect with you all. So if you would kindly, Mr. Serna, just give us an update on the Texas Workforce Commission and your activities under this current situation.
Sure, I'd be glad to. There are still a lot of Texans that probably need help, but I'm pleased to report that as of yesterday, actually as of this morning, we've taken claims from over 3 million Texans. Now, that's an unfortunate situation because of the reason that we're having to take claims, but that's 3 million individuals that are getting assistance and getting the help that they need. In addition, we paid out in excess of $10 billion. That is more than we've paid out in the several past years. We've also changed our tactics a little bit with regard to trying to reach out to the individuals that need our help. Of course, you know, we've talked before, the best way to file a claim or communicate with us is electronically. 96% or more of those 3 million claims that have been filed came to us through our online system. But we have 8 call centers, 4 that are ours and 4 outside contract call centers. We have over 3,600 people working the phone. But the little bit of a different tactic that we've taken is we are initiating more outbound calls. And by that, I mean, we know that there are some individuals that have filed a claim but haven't received a payment, or actually have filed a claim but haven't requested a payment. We can see that, and we're now, we have enough bandwidth to start calling out and asking those individuals how we can help them get the funds that they need to get through these trying times. So we're very pleased to report that we're doing that. We've also... another bit of this is one some more of that positive, sad news, I'm going to say, because of the unemployment rate in the state of Texas, the Department of Labor notified us at the end of last week that or the beginning of this week, rather, I'm sorry, that we were eligible for extended benefits beyond the 13 weeks that the CARES Act extended. So you all know that. The CARES Act, which was signed into law at the end of March, extended benefits for 13 weeks for anyone whose benefits had expired. That ends at the end of June. Now, with this news that we got from the Department of Labor, there's another 13-week extension that will kick in at the beginning of July. That will help individuals that whose benefits are expiring or have expired, that will help individuals keep those benefits for an additional 13 weeks beginning July the 4th. So the good news is that we'll be able to continue to help individuals whose benefits expire. The sad news is the reason that we got the extended benefit trigger is because of the high unemployment rate. Staff is, I'm also pleased to report, staff continues to maintain a positive attitude. I get reports back from customers who were frustrated that they couldn't get to us, but once they did get to one of the call center employees, that they got a very positive, had a very positive interaction with them. They were able to be helped and get all their issues addressed, and that they are receiving benefits. So staff continues to provide outstanding customer service. So I did want to at least tip my hat to our wonderful staff. So with that, I can answer any other questions you might have.
Certainly. So for the time being, the offices remain closed and you're encouraging people to go online or to try via phone. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Our building, our physical building is open. The local offices continue to have their physical locations closed, but they are serving customers through phone lines. There are virtual job fairs. But the best way to reach us is either through the phone bank, which is still a challenge, I will admit. Yesterday, for example, we had over 83,000 unique callers making over 700,000 calls. So the phone lines, even with all the lines that we've expanded, are still a little bit of a challenge to get in. So the best way is through electronic means to get to us.
And are those lines 24/7, or what are your times of answering calls?
Thanks for asking that. I should have mentioned that. We expanded our hours a couple of months ago. Our call centers are open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Sunday, so 7 days a week. So we are 7 to 7 by 7.
Got it.
That includes holidays. So our call centers were open on Memorial Day.
Very well. So we are currently under some extenuating circumstances, especially now that our governor is opening the Texas economy every day more and more. How is the Texas Workforce Commission preparing to support this effort?
We're starting to engage on that side as well. Of course, we have the Work in Texas website that individuals can go to and submit a resume, submit an application. Employers can use it also to post jobs that they have open. Right now, we have over 590,000 active job openings and over 2 million active resumes. And today alone, over 400 new jobs have been posted. In addition, we're working with the 28 local workforce boards in setting up plans for them to physically reopen their locations. While they are independent from us, we still coordinate with them and provide them guidance. And we are working with all 28 local workforce development boards to reopen physical locations where they can do so safely for their customers and their employees. And some of those individuals working in the boards are our employees, so that they can serve both their employers and the job seekers. And primarily, we're advocating that they open so that those individuals that need help either accessing technology resources, let's say they don't have a computer at home or they have an old computer but they don't have Wi-Fi, would have a place to go and submit applications, a search for jobs, things like that, and then also help employers that need help. They have been helping employers and job seekers, but they've been doing it virtually. But here in the next couple of weeks, we anticipate that all 28 of them statewide, especially the ones there in Houston, will have their physical locations open so that their customers that need help can go in and have access to resources. And then finally, we've got a big push to provide training to our customers, the individuals that are at home right now because maybe the place that they worked still hasn't opened back up, or it's opened back up but they haven't been called back up yet. We are working through our boards and working independently, are providing training to those individuals to help them increase their job skills, maybe upskill. And find a better job or get increased pay at their current job, because during this time when they're at home, they're able to get some additional training. So we're providing providing free training, and that training is free training to those individuals that want to take advantage of it through our workforce boards and in our own operations.
Well, thank you for that. And if you've not visited our chamber website, we have resources available. Once again, that is HoustonHispanicChamber.com. Visit us on Facebook. And once again, Mr. Serna, thank you for all you all are doing at the Texas Workforce Commission. We'll remain in touch with you all. Thanks again.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your support. You all have been very supportive of us, and we do appreciate that very much.
Well, our pleasure. And up next on Eye on Houston is the District Director for the United States Small Business Administration, Timothy Jeffcoat. So stay tuned and we will be right back.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.